Man, wait for your introduction to be over.
Sorry.
And then you can fuck off.
Sorry. I'm already fucking this up. I'm already fucking this up. I'm already fucking this up. Fucking this up.
I just want to say big ass fucking thank you to Anthony, Zero Dark Anthony to be exact, for donating, being our first motherfucking donator. Thank you, Anthony. Much fucking love. Thank you. We really appreciate it over here at Local Programming. That was a generous amount. Usually we were expecting a dollar or two, but you went ahead and, you know, set the bar. So
paid for a few months worth of shows.
Exactly. So thank you, Anthony. We want to thank you publicly.
Thank
so
you,
everybody
Anthony.
Knows that we love you.
We love
in
you.
In a gay way.
Yeah. I want to drink a Bud Light Lime with you.
There you go. Say it again, Mandy.
I want to drink a Bud Light Lime with you.
There we go. All right. Well, I'm Marcelo. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. The Local Programming Podcast. We have
the Mr. T Experience.
And we have two special guests today. One of them is returning special guest
Manny Fresh
928. And one of our loyal, like, first listeners ever,
Jimmy. Just Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
If you're from the South, it's Jimmy.
Jimmy.
If you're not, it's...
Are you from the South?
Yeah, I'm from Georgia.
You couldn't figure that out.
Jimmy.
I could,
Jimmy.
But I was waiting.
Spelled G-E-M-I.
Jimmy. All right.
Oh, I always put Y on there.
Yeah.
So what's up, Jimmy?
Not much. What's up with you?
Just eating these.
So what was
these
it?
These delicious doodles.
What was it that motivated you to want to be a part of this?
Being asked, I guess, would be the primary motivation. Yeah.
That's it. Just your ass. It's like, all right, I'll show up.
She's the only guest who's shown up with a full sheet of questions and
I know
topics,
she might
though.
Be more prepared than us.
She is. I said I was going to have one. I didn't bring anything.
I'm sure it's all in your head.
Oh yeah, ish.
No, I've been listening from the beginning. So, you guys are always like saying shit, and you're saying shit wrong. So I came out here to set you straight.
Ooh.
Nice. I thought that was my job.
Well, it is your job, Travis, but sometimes they don't let you do your job. Oh, okay. So
I think she's saying you're slacking.
What's first on your list?
I think
then?
She's saying
I'm
you
interested.
Fucking ignore me.
Well, no, I'm not going to... My list isn't in order, but I know that the first thing is I'm supposed to, like, tell you about myself.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Tell us more.
Don't be trying to look at my list. I see you trying to spy on my list.
I took a picture.
Man, I can't decipher your handwriting yet.
Yeah, I know. You won't be able to. That's why I didn't try to write it neatly. So, anyway, I think I'm probably your oldest guest. I'm pretty sure I am.
Tor Travis is our oldest person here.
No, he's not.
We like to say he's the oldest.
Well,
he's
yeah.
not.
We haven't had any guests older than me, so, yeah.
No. How old are you, Travis?
I'm 32 for a few more months.
And we won't ask how old you are because that's rude.
No, we're not rude here. I'm not ashamed of how old I am.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 40.
That's not old.
I wouldn't have guessed that at all.
Nope,
and that's the other thing, too. You look younger than Travis.
Yeah.
See, I tried to tell her that, too. She didn't agree with me.
No, I did not disagree with you. People say I look young. My mom is very youthful looking. I get that from her. So.
What's the secret? Don't drink tap water? Or?
I have good jeans. I don't smoke. I don't drink a lot. I just.
Like good, like Levi jeans? Like you're wearing good.
I I'm wearing inexpensive jeans, but no, uh-huh. I meant like DNA jeans.
I get it. I'm fucking around.
Yeah, I know. So, I'm just lucky, I guess. I don't know. So, anyway, there's a lot about me. I'm like Shrek said, I'm an onion. So
she has many layers.
So you said you're from the South. Where exactly is that, like?
Georgia.
Georgia.
It's like not the north, but it's the bottom part of the country.
So would you have been with the Confederates then?
Technically, I would have been. Yes.
Would you have fought with the Confederates?
No.
Well, why not?
Because I'm not like a racist bastard.
But the Confederates weren't exactly racist though.
Why do you say that?
Because, I don't know.
Well, you shouldn't say stuff you don't understand.
No, actually, I remember in history class that it wasn't about racism or anything. It was about the division of the states and how the, I guess, the overall government wanted to cut what they were. Because they wanted to be a whole other country, remember? The South or whatever. They wanted to be...
They wanted to separate themselves.
Yeah, they wanted to be like the United States of the South or whatever.
I think it was the Confederate States.
Yeah, yeah, that one, yeah. So it was, I don't think anything, that the whole black slavery thing, the North still had slaves. So I don't exactly, yeah, they did.
I don't know.
The North still had slaves. If you go back and look, they didn't abolish it till like afterward. Remember that? Well,
what I remember
And honestly,
is...
I think that shit was just a big PR move. But I don't got to go there, but...
Well,
my
I would have to say my answer is I wasn't there, I'm not a history major.
That's true.
What I remember of it being taught was that the South was pro-slavery and the North wasn't. And if what I was taught is correct, I would not have been on the side of the South.
It was all circumstantial. It was like they were already there, so I was like, oh fuck.
We know you're good with like revisionist history, though.
Hey, don't quote me here. Go ahead and look it up. But it wasn't all about racism.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't all. And I mean, no argument ever in the history of mankind is ever black and white.
Because everybody likes to say that the whole point of that war was for abolishing slavery. And it's like, honestly, that was kind of a third, fourth point of the war. I would agree with that.
I've always taught my kids that there's no such thing as bad guys and good guys. You know, everybody out there, it has some bad and some good in them. And
yeah, I think we're all evil.
You have to be aware of that. So, which brings me to another point. I have four kids, two that I gave birth to, and two that I acquired through marriage. And
it's kind of like the Brady Bunch.
Some cats.
What are the ages, if you don't mind me asking?
No. You can ask whatever you want to, and if I don't want to answer, I'll tell you.
oh, shit.
I have some cats. I have a 15-year-old, a 13-year-old, an almost 12-year-old, and a 10-year-old.
That was the humans, not the cats.
Yeah.
And how many cats? I'm more of a dog person. Cats are cool and everything, but they're just like, I don't know, too independent. Like, meh, I only come around for food and
Yeah, cats are independent. I have three that I like.
That you like?
And one
I see, that's
that
why
I don't.
Eating those.
So, yeah.
I'm trying to be quiet.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, dude, that's why I threw it back. I was like,
fucking hell. So when I was 24, I moved across country. I packed up my car with my dog. I had a dog at the time. I was a dog person at the time. Packed up my car with my dog, moved across country, moved to California.
What part in California?
Vista Oceanside area. And
did you want to be a singer actress?
No.
Oh.
Never.
That's like Northern San Diego County. It's not LA.
I wanted to be a computer programmer. I just wanted to move away from my mom, basically. I wanted to live near the ocean, and I just decided California had an ocean, so I'd move there.
Change of scenery.
Yeah. Just wanted to start my life, and I happened to move somewhere that was near a Marine base unknowingly, and eventually met and married a Marine, and had my kids with him. We ended up in Japan. That's where my kids were born, so I lived in Japan for 3 years.
How'd you like that?
I liked it. It was a really good experience. I mean, I wouldn't want to live there long term, but it was really good experience. The Japanese people are a funny people. They're just very opposite Americans. The culture, Japanese people will not say no.
like, what do you mean exactly?
Okay, like...
Like rape doesn't exist?
No, it's hard to explain, but I can remember I had this job in a golf shop. Like, you know how when you go to play golf, you pay for your fees or you rent your golf clubs or buy a shirt or whatever. Like, I worked at the cash
Pro
register.
Shop.
Yeah. And so I had just a little part-time job on the base there. And they had an employee who was a Japanese citizen. And he and I would have conversations sometime. And I would ask him things like, I got to the point where I would do it just to test him, just to see if I could get him to say no to something. You know, I'd ask him if he could work for me for a shift, or I would ask him, you know, if he liked this certain thing, or would he do this hypothetical thing. I mean, just test him out with anything, and he just would not. He'd find some other way to answer it other than saying no, and he it would be something like, well, I think a better way to do that would be to do, I mean, he would find some other way to answer, but he would never say, like, no, I don't want to do that. They just are, it's just against their culture to say no. They just won't say no if they can find any other way to answer your question. They won't.
What was the most creative thing you ever, like, tortured him with trying to get him to say no?
I can't remember. That was so long ago.
You never asked him to, like, do your laundry or something?
Put an apple on his head while you shoot a bow and arrow?
I don't remember, probably.
Go down on you or something?
I don't think I did that.
You didn't send him snipe hunting or anything?
I don't think I did that.
Ask him if you can. Never mind.
I'm kind of interested.
I don't think I did that.
That's crazy.
Send him out with a bucket to pick up range balls without the little cart with the armored windows and stuff.
I don't remember what I did.
Would you go back if you could? Would you go back?
Oh yeah, I'd like to take my kids back because they were born there, but they were small when we left, so they don't remember it.
But they're, I would imagine they're American citizens. Right?
They are
born on base.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
they're American citizens.
I always think that's cool.
But their dad was born in Peru, so Peru acknowledges dual citizenship. So if they'd like to, they could get their Peruvian citizenship. And his family originated in China, so he's half Chinese. So my kids are 1/4 Chinese. So apparently China will acknowledge citizenship down a certain number of generations. And I don't know if this is true or not, but he said that they have the option to go back to China and get their citizenships if they want to as well. So
They're ready for the China takeover then?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, got to be ahead of the game. You know?
Got to learn Mandarin pretty soon. Get me set.
So I taught myself Spanish when I moved to California.
You taught yourself Spanish? How'd you do that?
Here comes the test.
And how fluent are you?
I can take 911 calls in Spanish.
Like completely?
Like completely.
No problem? No.
I've used a translator occasionally for frantic people, but si hablo españoles.
Españoles?
I was going to say si necesito, si puedo hablar en español.
How did
y
you,
si puedo
how did,
entender?
How did you teach yourself? You didn't use, obviously, like, what is it?
I didn't use anything other than
Rosetta
people.
Stone.
Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone.
I got a job at a company, and when I would take my lunch break, I would sit with the people that spoke Spanish, and I would say, okay, I want to learn Spanish. And the first thing I learned is, ¿Qué estás comiendo? What are you eating?
Yeah.
And so every day I would go sit down and say, ¿Qué estás comiendo? And they would tell me in Spanish their words. And so I know all the food words.
Didn't anybody ever just tell you, like, in Spanish, like, fuck off?
Nope.
Like, ¿Qué estás comiendo?
No. One thing I've learned is Mexicans will, they're good-hearted. They'll teach you. If they don't know, they'll tell you, I don't know. They're very forgiving if you can't pronounce it very well. So Mexican Spanish is where it's at. The Peruvians are kind of...
Sorry to bother you with our podcast, baby.
Manny's got Google Translate open, trying to keep up with the conversation.
Yes, you know,
you got fucking babblefish on that goddamn thing.
You know I don't speak Spanish, Baxter. God damn it.
They're called cartwheels. How do I say cartwheels?
What? Guinness, what did she say? She's more fluent than me. This is bullshit.
Damn, my skin is brown, but I am a coconut.
I am.
So the Peruvians are snobs with their Spanish. They don't even call it Spanish. They call it Castellano. And
Castellano.
If you don't say it just right, then they'll just look at you like you're an idiot.
I have that problem with other Hispanic groups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
I'll agree with you
on that.
Yeah, like the Caribbean populations a lot of times all hate each other because they don't.
But
hate the Mexican
drunk Spanish.
What's Mexican drunk Spanish?
The slang
when
and stuff?
When you get drunk and you're Mexican and you want to speak Spanish,
you should
you
know, man.
Slur your words.
Oh, Spanglish? Or?
No, it's usually Spanish, but it's drunk and it's fast or really slow and it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
You add an M to something, too. Like, instead of verga, you say merga. No, ni merga. You're like, what the fuck, merga? What the fuck is that? It's interesting. Just add an M to everything in Spanish. And you're drunk.
where else have you been?
I've been a lot of places. I've been to, well, obviously Mexico. When I was driving from Georgia to California, I went into Juarez, Mexico. That was my first venture into Mexico, not knowing how dangerous.
I was going to say,
randomly.
I just parked and was like, I'm going to go see what Mexico's all about, and had lunch over there and did a little shopping and sightseeing, and
You didn't see anything crazy? It was
no,
a good experience?
Yeah, it was.
What do you like to shop for?
I'm not a big shopper. I'm not like
You're not
the
into
typical
retail therapy or whatever
no,
they call
I'm
it?
No, I'm not like that. I'm not like that.
Why
no.
not? What?
Because being on my feet all day hurts my legs, I guess.
But if you were going to go shopping for yourself, what would it be for? Like clothes, makeup, I don't know, other girl stuff?
What do you spoil yourself with?
Yeah.
No. If I spoil myself, I'm going to go get a massage.
Ah,
ooh,
okay.
Yes.
So like physical
or go
therapy.
Like have sushi. So that's about it. Or like I always, well, it's not wasting money, but if I have extra money, I'll spend it like on a trip. I'll spend my money on a memory. That's what I spend my money on. Yeah,
is Travis a memory? Have you spent any money on him?
Maybe bought him lunch.
Yeah, I think that's.
Was that spoiling yourself, buying him lunch? Is he now part of your memories?
Yes, he's part of my memories.
Damn, Travis. That means you're like in her memories and you're not. There's no future with you.
But I will say that you both are part of my memories too now. I do remember.
I don't know if you have enough space for this memory. you might need to offload a couple other people.
Well, yeah, that's okay.
She started corrupting her coworkers now too with this show, apparently.
That's true. I will say about this podcast.
You want to give a shout out to any of your coworkers?
Yes. You know, I know that Travis has a Letty, but I also have a Letty. So when we refer to Letty, it's either my Letty or his Letty, or your Letty or my Letty. So my Letty sits right next to me at work. And when I listen to the podcast, it's often at work. And because this podcast isn't rated PG, I listen to it with my earbuds in.
And you sound like a crazy person.
And I do. I look like an idiot. And I'm like, I'm a 12-year-old boy inside. So I sit there and I go, and I giggle and I snicker, and people walk by.
Because she finds this juvenile humor funny.
People walk by, and sometimes I don't realize it.
At
I'm
least
just,
someone does.
I'm sitting there like typing, and I like have this stupid smile on my face, and they're like, are you thinking about like what you did last night or what? And I'm like, no, I'm listening to a podcast. And so eventually, Letty's like, Jimmy, just turn it up. I want to hear it too. And so, you know, I will. But then it's like, dick, fuck, shit, you know.
Cock balls.
Suck my balls.
Would
you do anal sex for $2 billion? And then I'm like turning it down just a little bit.
Would you do anal sex for $2 billion?
Oh, I will answer that question, but okay. In a minute, because okay. It's just a little bit more than that. So,
ooh.
2,000,001.
So, sometimes like the superpower question, like what superpower would you have? Well, I listened to that one on my own, but it was a Friday, and Fridays there's not very many people working at work, and we're a pretty tight group. So I turned the podcast off and I asked everyone around. I was like, so what superpower would you have, you know? And this was like a 3-hour discussion for everybody at work. Everybody that came in was, you know, we would ask them, hey, Captain, what superpower would you have and why? And we judged everyone for their superpowers. Like the teenagers that were working, because we have some high school students at work, they wanted to teleport, which was the stupidest superpower in the world to waste. You know, waste your one superpower on.
To teleport?
Yeah.
It has its benefits.
I mean, like, if you get five superpowers, throw that in. But, like, that's your one thing?
No, I feel you on that.
Because I told them.
Hey. It's Arizona iced tea.
I'm trying not to interrupt her story. Marcelo got up to get something out of the fridge. Manny asked him, and Manny's giving him hand.
I was telling you it was a can.
Manny's
like a
giving
can.
Him hand signals for what's in there. And Marcelo's digging through the whole fridge, getting
that's
pissed off.
That's not the same thing. It's not the Smurf dicks, is it?
Oh, hey, can I try one of those? Can I try one of those?
No,
Smurf
I still
dicks?
Got Smurf dick. Smurf dick's over on the counter.
No, we don't have Smurf dick today.
No, I got, no Smurf dick today.
That shit was horrible.
Okay.
Then why'd you want me
to
that's
not too
bottle?
Bad. That's
right?
Not too bad.
Thank you.
Okay, back to your story.
I'm sorry.
Teleporting.
Okay. No, so I don't understand wasting your one superpower on teleporting. Because, like I told them, choose invisibility. You can do the same shit with that and more. But anyway.
But then you have to drive across town.
Yeah,
and
it has its pros and cons.
Because they don't see you.
Well, is the car invisible too? Or are you just going to freak people out and think that's like a Google self-driving car?
Well, yeah, that.
Or are you just riding someone else's backseat?
I just don't see the advantage to teleportation as being your... You can't, like, go in and rob a bank. You can't listen in on people's private conversations.
You could teleport
and grab
the
money.
Yeah, but you can't teleport the money out.
Yeah, you can. Why not?
Why can't you?
Whatever you're holding should go with you.
I would think you could.
Yeah.
Nightcrawler can do it.
You have teleportation. The money doesn't.
Yeah, the money doesn't.
Why not?
No,
if you're holding it, if you're physical contact, right?
Like where you hold the motherfucker and then wham.
I still stand by the... I still think teleportation is ridiculous. But anyway... Anyway, my superpower ended up being the power of persuasion. That's what my superpower is.
It like started, you have to talk to the person?
Yeah, like being able to persuade
Jedi mind
people.
Tricks.
No, Jedi mind tricks isn't persuasion.
I know.
It started out being invisibility, but as the more we talked about it for hours and hours throughout the shift, the day, I decided to switch it. But anyway, the point was we talk about the podcast at work a lot. So... I came up with a question for today when we were talking about the podcast at work because we had another conversation about what we were going to talk about on the podcast. So the podcast is a big deal at work, and you guys can't ever quit having the podcast. Got it?
Where is work, if you don't mind me asking? Or just kind of generalize what it does.
Okay, I'll generalize it. For a long time, my work was as a 911 dispatcher. And then I stopped doing that, and now my work is... in public safety, doing administration type stuff, kind of like a secretary.
Paperwork.
Pretty boring.
Were you like a fantasy secretary? Like where your boss comes in and says something and then you're like, wah, and it's like...
Exactly beep, like beep. That.
But just the clothes don't get off? You guys?
No, I take my clothes off all the time.
Oh, shit. That's not fantasy. That's reality. There's a difference. So about the anal.
The $2 billion question. So,
$2 million?
$2 billion.
I don't think that I don't. I think you're going to have a hard time stumping me with this question. I don't think you're going to find very much that I won't do for $2 billion.
Oh.
So I challenge you to ask me a question that I won't do for $2 billion.
Would you... Okay. This is one that I wouldn't do.
Okay.
But would you kill your family for $2 billion?
No.
There we go.
See, I thought about this today.
Same
pretty
thing
much,
I think
the only thing on my list is anything that would cross my moral limits.
Moral limits?
Like harming
moral
somebody
ethic.
Else.
It's something that I couldn't lay my head down at night with my... like.
Oh,
I'm
so
not,
you wouldn't kill somebody
I'm
else?
I'm not going to drown a baby in a river.
You wouldn't
you know?
Kill a guy on death row? Yourself with your bare hands?
Yeah.
Well,
what's
if
the difference?
That's my... my moral limit, I'm okay with that.
But what if he didn't really do it? The court just found him guilty.
Yeah, what if you don't know the truth?
I'm okay. I trust the legal system.
Like 100%?
Close enough.
Yeah. It's one of those you can't, you kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
What if it was a random guy you didn't know?
Nope, that crosses my moral limit.
What if it was, what if it was Manny's manhood?
Wait,
like
what?
It would disappear.
His dick?
Wait.
Like, I would just snap my fingers and make it go away?
You give her
you'd have the $2 billion and then he'd lose his wiener and
like
his life would be ruined.
Like, physically cut it off? Like, what?
Yeah, no, maybe.
It wouldn't cut it off. I mean, it would just disappear.
It would just disappear.
I would say, Manny, how do you feel about me making your dick go away? And if he said, fuck no, I would say,
fuck no?
No.
You wouldn't, like, cut him a profit and maybe,
I was
going
to say, what if he wanted to just split the $2 billion?
What am I going
to
do? Buy, like, a Frankenstein big old...
But no, if he's not okay, if he's not okay with it,
calm down.
It made me all jittery. I was like, no, why are you talking about my dick getting cut off?
Would you lose it?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
We're not losing. Ah.
You're apologizing for taking one drink when these assholes have been eating Duros the whole time.
Ah.
And there we go.
Excuse me.
And that.
Excuse me for all you headphone listeners out there.
So, I mean, like, there's basically no taboo that I can think of.
So anything sexual is good? You'll insert anything. You'll take anything. You'll give anything.
I think so.
All right. Yeah. That's the same way, honestly. I just wouldn't kill my family. That's, like, the only thing. I would kill a baby. I would drown a baby. I would do all that other shit. I'm sorry, Manny. I'd give you some profit, and I'd make you lose your wiener.
Damn, you dick.
See, he'd give you enough to get some boobs.
But here's the thing, though. The family extends to friends, so I wouldn't, like, kill you guys. That was actually
no.
a joke, the last time. I wouldn't kill you guys.
Well, that's
but I would
enough.
Kill, like, a stranger. Oh, yeah, all day. I'd fucking hand me the gun.
Kill a stranger all day.
I'd stab him all day. 24-hour stabbing.
So that would be your method, stabbing?
I thought about it today while I was doing some grocery shopping, because I knew the question was coming.
Oh, it's coming.
And, yeah, I wouldn't do anything that would make it harder to lay my head down at night. It's already hard enough from my job as a dispatcher. There's things, you know, you can't unsee, unhear. So I wouldn't add anything to that.
What if, like, for 24 hours you had to lay your head between Travis's butt cheeks? Would you do it?
Yep.
Damn, Travis.
Damn, he gets some sweaty ass swamp.
What if he has, like, super swamp ass?
I'd still do it.
Like, he just got done from working the air show or something.
I'd do it.
No, I think graduation would be better.
No, it's breezy.
I'd do it.
Beautiful.
It's like 110.
That's not that bad.
With the breeze.
Would you like some of these doodles with hot sauce?
No, thanks.
There's enough crunching already.
Are we recording?
Yes, we are recording.
Oh, damn.
Damn, dog.
She goes ahead.
Oh, you're fishing and shit? Where the fuck happened?
What do you mean? I was recording.
What happened to the mediocrity?
You didn't have no intro song or anything?
Oh, it's coming. Remember, this is all. Like,
this is raw.
This is all posted.
Ha!
So, Jimmy, do you have a dick?
I could not understand what you just said.
Jimmy, do you have a dick?
Okay. Actually, really all I got was dick out of that. I should have known.
Of course, that's all you get.
All I got was...
That's the only thing you get out of my conversation.
That's Travis, what are you drinking?
It's lemonade with raspberry juice.
It looks like it could be a girly alcoholic drink.
For sure.
I wouldn't be surprised
simply,
either.
It's simply lemonade with raspberry juice. If you'd like me, I can grab the container out of my fridge.
You didn't offer me one of those when I was picking out drinks.
I wasn't offered one
you
either.
You were looking in the fridge and it was sitting right
either.
In front on the top shelf.
You were
shelf.
Like, all I have is L and beer.
Well, you were looking. You had already looked at the top and you were down to the bottom two drawers and I was
and
telling you that's what was in the bottom two drawers.
You were telling me what all you had and
would
that
you like
wasn't
some,
a choice.
Would you like some lemonade with raspberry?
I would have, but now I have water.
I would like some, Travis.
Damn, Travis, you're a horrible horse.
Damn.
Oh, horse. Fine. I'm a horrible horse.
I see where Brown Boys stand
fine,
in your household.
You're a horrible host.
You didn't even give me
not
no
a
snap
very good
peas.
Horse either.
You asshole. We want drinks, Travis. You think we come here to talk? No, we come here to drink. The podcast is second.
And we want shots.
Well, we want
that'll
more
be
rules.
The song, right?
I would love some shots right now.
No, you wouldn't. Don't be such an alcoholic.
You ready?
Manny.
Wouldn't be bad.
Well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I haven't had shots in like a year or two.
You don't drink?
What do you like to take shots of when you do?
I'm really not much of a drinker, but I think that the last time I went out, somebody gave us shots that were called pink pussies.
Eating pussy?
Pink pussies.
Oh.
Is this a real shot? It tastes like that, but really warm in the teeth.
And nasty?
Yeah. You could have at least chilled it for me. Thanks, Travis.
Have you ever had pink pussy, Manny?
Well, yes, I have.
No, like pink pussy.
No, yes.
Okay. What about the drink?
No, yes. Okay. It's not too bad either.
Oh, nice.
I think they make that as a shot and as a drink.
Yeah.
If I remember from that night.
Pink pussy. What's in a pink pussy?
It was good.
A little bit of pink and a little bit of pussy.
A little bit of Arby's, a little bit of...
I don't know.
Wizard sleeves. Well, Manny would know. He works in the adult industry, entertainment industry.
Thanks, if you're going to call it that.
Oh, my bad. The adult hospitality industry.
Get you drunk and take care of you.
I shouldn't say entertainment because it might imply that you... You could. You could be in porno, Manny.
Thanks, Gordo.
You could tighten up a little bit, but I think you cut out.
Nice.
Yeah, damn, Travis. Thank you. So you're trying to... Get me out there? Or what,
I would, man.
I don't know if that was a compliment or an
insult. Yeah, I don't know how to take
if
it.
If I had to go look for somebody, I would hit you up first. I know you'd say no, but I'd give you the courtesy.
Well, I appreciate it. That's
good
looking out.
I think he might want you to come over.
Hey, dog, you know, I got a camera. And you
we have audition. If you can just take a seat here on this black couch, please. Everything will be okay.
Okay, sir.
I have my secretary coming, but if you can go ahead and just get naked and spread your butt cheeks, please.
I get a check after this, right?
Give you a cough. Give you a deep cough. That'd be some shit, huh? Throw a fucking casting couch here in this town?
Dude, I remember the one time there was
awesome.
That black leather couch in the dumpster at work.
Oh, yeah.
We should have got it.
So
pissed that I wouldn't steal it. They were so pissed that I wouldn't steal a love seat by myself out of a dumpster.
Yeah, why didn't you, Travis?
They're not heavy.
Yeah.
Dude, to get a fucking love seat out of
pick
a fucking
up one end and
nasty
you put
ass
the other
dumpster
one.
And into my truck by myself.
Why did he need to do it by
in
himself?
May? Because nobody
was
there.
Work. Nobody was available.
Nobody wanted to.
You got it, bro.
No, it wasn't
hey,
that.
You're a big guy. You got it.
Yeah, you had it. You just
you
didn't
had
want
it.
To.
You didn't take the initiative.
You didn't want to.
We could have had a black couch.
I didn't
in
want
this
a used
room.
Couch that had been in a dumpster.
Think of the
I'm
possibilities.
Not opposed to the dumpster couch.
See, there
would,
you go.
There you go.
I would not do it by myself.
See, Travis, now we think less
well,
of you.
I mean, we're not trying to say that you couldn't, but like...
You should have.
We, Travis could. He had the ability.
He has the strength. He
if
has
I,
no
if
reason.
If I had some motivation and it wasn't 100 and balls degrees outside and the end of my work week, yeah, maybe.
It was. Yeah, it wasn't that hot.
And I would have had to walk clear across to get my truck, drive it back over, and then fight in the dumpster for 10 minutes to get
you
a fucking low seat
out.
You
know what they say
out.
About if...
A lot of ifs.
Yeah.
If grandma had balls, she would have been grandpa.
Woo-hoo.
That's a new one on me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't
somebody just
in
whispered
Georgia.
Nearby.
Whisper, whisper, whisper.
I need to get rid of that app.
I don't no, you don't.
I didn't get that notification.
I didn't either.
I didn't either.
So, Manny, I hear you're finally using your phone
yeah,
correctly.
I'm like,
is it
you're
new?
Finally, welcome
is it
to
new?
2007, dog.
Yeah, it's a new phone, isn't it?
Ish, newish.
Newish.
It's an upgrade.
Yeah, see, told you it wasn't the old one.
Yeah,
told you. I think I used to have that phone.
She's treating me good so far.
It's the Droid, right?
Like, yes, sir. I think it's the Droid 3.
Yeah, Jimmy had that phone in high school, I think.
Oh,
really?
My God.
Wait. No, no. I was all. Back then, we had the cell phones. We're like, hey. And
what was the cool piece of technology in high school when you were going to high school?
Computers. PCs were invented when I was in high school.
Mm.
I learned how to program on a computer.
What year did you go to high school?
I graduated in 1992.
Wow, Super Nintendo just came out.
Sega Genesis.
You're lucky.
That's what he would equate it to.
You are lucky. That's awesome. Do you know what Super Nintendo is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love how she did that
Atari
stupid look. Like,
do you know?
Motherfucker.
Do you remember all the buzz and all the hype when the Super Nintendo came out?
Yeah, I mean, we had an Atari when I was a kid. I mean,
the 2600 or the first one?
I think it was the first one.
The 2600 was a good one. That's the one with the games and shit.
What's the point of an Atari if it doesn't have games?
Well, the first Atari just had one game. I think it was just Pong.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then the 2600 had the cartridges.
I have a 2600.
Maybe it was a 2600. I don't know.
I have a 2600 at my mom's house.
You got your 2600 right here. But do you don't remember the buzz when the Super Nintendo came out? You don't remember all the hype?
I mean, isn't there always hype when
comes out? I don't know. I just kind of...
All the people lined up at GameStop for the Super Nintendo.
You don't remember people talking about GameStop Super Nintendo back in the day?
No.
I mean, I think I do. It seems like you're fishing for something specific, and whatever you're fishing for, I don't have.
I kind of wish I would have been in that time when that came out, all the excitement.
You were.
Yeah, I was alive, but...
I was going to say, for a Super Nintendo, I fucking feel old, because
I wasn't old enough to, like, grasp the excitement, I guess,
You know, I've never been a big gamer, actually, until the past couple of years I got into playing WoW.
Wow.
World of Warcraft.
Oh.
I wouldn't expect you to play that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either, but but here I am.
Wow. Do you have a second life?
No.
You don't play
Second
Life?
I mean, I know what you're talking about, but no.
Nobody
I was
really
gonna
does.
Say I don't think I've ever I might have known one person I think that did it for a little
I
while.
I went in there and like it. Looked around and to see what it is and see if I
because
like
that seems
it,
like
no.
something more for you because there's a lot of little things like that you can do. Like the fishing and
I
all
mean,
that other shit.
It's interesting to me, but I just
No.
I just didn't draw
see,
me
and
in.
That's what I was telling her one day, like that's almost what drew me into like Red Dead Redemption and then with like GTA is I mean, with Red Dead, obviously the story is a lot of it, but there's so much side shit you can do that's just inconsequential to the story that's just interesting.
Just occupies you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, those games are all that
no,
side shit.
Yeah.
And then there's like one story, but who gives a fuck about the story at that point?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's
maybe,
interesting.
Maybe if I ever revisited it, it might draw my attention. I don't know.
Have you ever played any GTAs or Red Deads?
No, I would never. I don't think I... Because of my line of work, I don't think I'd ever get into GTA. But, no, I've never tried any of the other ones. I'm not very good with the hand-eye coordination for the shooting and driving and stuff like that. So, probably
Would you consider yourself a pacifist?
No.
It kind of sounds like you are.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
There we go, then. Well, that doesn't mean you're not a pacifist, though.
Well, I mean, I would shoot you.
What do you carry, if you don't mind me asking?
Because it's my constitutional right. And
no, I think he's asking the model and make of the gun.
Oh, I thought you said why.
What?
I have a Glock, and I also have a Kel-Tec.
What?
380. My Kel-Tec's a 380, and my Glock is a 40.
Little Saturday night special?
It's out in the car. I'll show you.
Ooh.
Comes back, sure. We're all dead. This show never gets edited.
Podcast hey guys, dies.
Oh, nice 380.
So.
That's cool, though. No, I mean, regardless.
I
love Arizona for that because the gun laws are awesome here.
They're almost non-existent.
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't know.
The one gun law you cannot shoot somebody?
Well, pretty much you like can't carry nunchucks and what else?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Why can't I carry
nunchucks and the butterfly knives?
Those are the two things I love and I have, you know? I'm like, fuck.
Honestly, if you're carrying nunchucks, that you should, yeah.
You should. You're a badass. If I see someone pull out nunchucks, I ain't gonna fuck with
them. I'm like, oh, dude. If someone pulls out a gun, I'm like, you better fucking shoot me with that. I'm going
to
get mad.
And not to mention
the fact,
too. Not to mention, if we're going
to
pick two weapons where you're probably more likely to hurt yourself than somebody else.
Yeah, that's true.
It's going to be nunchucks and a butterfly knife.
I'm going to have both when I get arrested.
There's so much shit that's legal that you could just go on a rampage with, but you're not really going to go take down a crowd with nunchucks.
Yeah, you can fucking own a minigun in this state.
Yeah, I know.
A fucking minigun, but you can't carry nunchucks. Nunchakus.
Nunchakus, are you fancy?
That's fucking ridiculous.
What kind of shit is that, huh?
What if you... Never mind.
If the day comes where you
actually
need it.
I thought this year the legislature talked about legalizing one or both of those, maybe. I heard something about this session, but I don't think it went anywhere.
But
that would be awesome. I'd vote for it. That's the only time I would vote, just for that. Don't shake your damn head at me.
Hey, you guys forgot to ask me an important question.
Oh, circumcision?
Do you have a dick?
Yes.
We asked, but then you didn't answer it.
I don't have a dick, but that wasn't the question.
Oh.
Oh, which one?
We were talking about guns.
You ask every woman that comes in here.
Oh, no, but you already know, though. I can't do that to you. You already know the answer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. And I was going to, but I was like, no.
Fill me in.
How?
Well, ask Manny. Have you asked him?
Manny, if you had the power, if you were God,
okay,
and you could stop, like, you know, anything, would you stop women's suffrage? Women's suffrage. Women, because it's more than one, so.
And nothing's free, so, like, what happens? Like, is there anything?
Nothing. You just have the power. Like if you had the power to, you know, cure world hunger, all that shit, you have that power, right?
Okay.
Obviously, nobody does, but you have it.
Okay.
You can only use it this one time, and that's to stop women's suffrage. Would you, yes or no?
Like, what do you mean exactly? Like,
would you stop women's suffrage? Just women's, though. Women's suffrage. Would you stop it?
No, I'd want to help everyone.
Okay. So, no, then? You wouldn't stop women's suffrage? Women's? God, why do I keep saying women's?
I don't know.
Women's.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't stop it?
I wouldn't.
All right, good answer. Suffrage means right to vote. Women's right. So, she was asking, why didn't you ask me? Because I already fucking know she knows. Plus, you're smarter than that. So
she would have known, and she's listened to all three times.
You've listened, and I'm already getting the sense that, I mean, obviously you're not a dumb woman. So, not saying that the other women that were on the show are stupid, but I wouldn't be able to trick you as easily.
Hey,
put it that way.
I almost fell for it
because it's just, you know, it just sounds like something else. So, but yeah.
So, Marcel, I have a question for
you. All right, here we go. Here comes the questions now.
I have more than one question for you.
Yeah.
But since Manny brought it up.
Lay it down.
What are your thoughts on circumcision? Let's say tomorrow you find out 9 months ago you got a chick pregnant, and she's like, hey, guess what? Tomorrow we're having a baby boy. We need to decide if we're going to get him circumcised.
We're going to cut that extra skin off.
I don't know. Me, I probably wouldn't make him, just like the same. If I had a daughter, I wouldn't pierce her ears.
Really?
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Why? Be your daughter scared me for a second.
Why wouldn't you pierce your daughter's ears?
Because it's like, I don't know, body modifications have always tripped me out. Like, that should always be your thing. Like, me, I haven't got any piercings because I don't want any.
Never had the desire or anything?
Just don't want any. So it's like, I'm not going to force somebody. You know, a lot of people are, and a lot of people get, like, religious and shit. So it's like, eh. What if you don't? Okay, I'm just gonna use Judaism as an example. You know, but this isn't, you know, concrete.
That what if me Jewish?
Yeah. What if your family's Jewish? You grow up, and you don't practice that religion. Now something has been forced on you because of your parents' religion and belief, and now you can't change that. You can't uncircumcise yourself or unpierce your ear. Well, I guess you can, but it'll close up. But you know what I mean. So that's my thing. I would let them decide.
So the only thing I would say with
same thing with religion. If they want to be religious, they can find, for quote unquote, God by themselves. They can go find that shit on their own.
The only thing with the circumcision, though, is there's reasons behind it that aren't necessarily.
Yeah, I know there's health issues and all that shit. But I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah.
Is that I wouldn't push that on them.
No. No. No, I love you. You're full of shit.
No. What he's saying, though, I
respect both.
Is a one-sided story, though, and that's why I was trying to be just using that as an example. That's it.
But isn't it a lot more painful, like when you're older?
A lot of people say there's that health issue.
Or if you don't,
if you, because you can still get it snipped off when you're older. It's still
you're saying it would be. Well, I don't know that it's more painful. It's just that you don't remember the pain because you were a baby.
Oh yeah, that's why I'm grateful it happened. Yeah, it's still going to heal. You know.
I don't know, man. It's like
2015 can confirm, man. He's cut.
Yeah. Huh?
I won't say whether or not I'm cut. I'll just leave it alone. But I'd like to give people
is that like a code? Is that like a code left alone?
Why is it? Why do you want it to be a secret? Like, why does it matter?
No, it's not a secret. It's just it's not important.
I mean, I don't care one way or another. But why do you care if people know?
No, I don't care.
Well, I mean, you're not telling.
Yeah, I know, but I just don't care enough to share it. That's my point.
So are you cut or not?
I don't care.
You don't want to tell.
It's like Phil Collins. I'm about to sing it.
Who the fuck's Phil Collins?
No, it's one of those things. It's just, to me, it's like not important. Like, just like if you, when you ask me if I would make somebody decide, it's like, nah, I wouldn't. It's their choice.
I agree. I don't think that there's usually any good reason to do it. People argue like it's more clean to cut it. I think that it sounds as ridiculous as if I were to say, honey, here's our baby girl. Let's go get her clip cut. And you know, you'd look at me like, why the fuck would I do that? You know, we don't do that to our girls. Why would we cut her genitalia?
Let's go cut her nipples.
We don't do that. And why would we do that to our baby boys? They're perfectly fine the way that they're born. And in my experience, dicks that aren't cut work perfectly fine. They're more sensitive. They clean up just fine. All you have to do is take care of them, clean them.
Which you should be doing anyway.
Yeah. So
here's our PSA for this week.
We do it. You know, we do it because that's the way we've always done it.
Fucking doodles.
And we want our little boys to look like their daddies. And you know what? I have this story about doing things the way that they've always been done. And it's so stupid. There's a stupid reason to do things that way. I used to work at McDonald's when I was younger, like when I was 17, 18, 19, 20. And so I switched McDonald's one time. They switched me from one McDonald's to another McDonald's. So I go to this new McDonald's, and you know those racks that they put the fry baskets on? Like, that you fill up the fry baskets and you put them on a metal rack. So at this particular McDonald's, they wash the fry rack and they put it in the walk-in freezer at the end of the night. And so then you come in the morning, and the fry rack is in the freezer. It's been there all night.
What's the purpose of that?
That was my question. That's a really good question, Manny. Because it was wet when they put it in there.
And it gets all frozen.
And then it got
hot,
frozen.
Yeah.
And you can't, you can't roll it. You can't roll it all the way up to the front because it's frozen. So it's a pain in the ass. So I was a shift manager. So I asked every person I could find, why do we put that in the walk-in freezer? Like, I mean, there's got to be a reason, right? And nobody could tell me, well, that's just where we put it. That's just the way we've always done it. All the way up to the store manager. I went to the store manager, who's my boss. Why do we wash the fry rack and put it in the walk-in freezer? Well, that's the way we've always done it. Well, this is a pretty big store. We've got other places we could put it. Why do we put it there? Well, there's no, I don't know. That's just the way we've always done it. And so I looked at him and I said, well, we're not doing it that way anymore. Oh, that makes sense. Well, we don't do it that way anymore if it doesn't make sense. And circumcising our little boys doesn't make sense to me. We don't have to do it that way just because we've always done it that way. That's
like,
my opinion.
Well, that I think what you're saying, though, is the exact definition of tradition. Mm-hmm. It's just tradition. I think at some point somebody was like,
my parents
mm-hmm. we're just going to do that, and we're going to call it this. So, yeah. It's just like it's a tradition for little girls, you know, Mexican girls to get their ears pierced when they're like fucking 2 days old or whatever. Mm-hmm. Some people get tattoos. I mean, it's like that kind of shit. It's like, God damn, how are you going to put a tattoo on a kid? Especially one that he didn't even ask for.
I wish I got a tattoo as a kid.
You wish you did?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't you just get one now?
I finally did.
Then
it took a long ass time.
So then what do you need to wish for?
My Wolverine.
Oh, yeah.
Can't we see it?
Yeah, sure.
So show off your body to Jimmy. She wants to see your hot bod.
And by Jimmy, he means to him.
Yes.
You see my tattoo.
See, she got it.
Okay, this might just be a me thing. You guys are all guys. I know how guys are.
Are we?
So you might not even have an answer for this question. But sometimes, once in a while, isn't there something that's better than an orgasm?
Yeah.
For me, that something is a back massage.
That's up there. That's up
so
there.
So what's better than an orgasm for you guys? I mean, maybe not always, but that sometimes when you're like, let's skip the orgasm and What is your go-to thing that you'd
breakfast,
rather have?
No. Let's get the orgasm and get breakfast. Let's see. There's a lot of little, like, momentary feelings that are like orgasms, but they're not orgasms. Like, mm-hmm. Let's see. For example, for me, it's like when I'm about to, like, get something my way. When mm-hmm. I know it's coming.
Yeah.
Those 2 seconds I realize, aha, that aha moment, uh-huh. that I got it. And then it happens. Boom. That right there for me is better than orgasm. Whatever the situation, if I tell Travis to give me a drink and then, like, 2 seconds, and then he goes and gets me that little moment.
That instant gratification, yeah, basically.
You become like a god for 2 seconds. Or half a second, whatever.
All back to reality.
For me, that would be it. That would be better than an orgasm. That I can think of right off the top of my head.
What about you, Travis?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Are you looking more like for tangible things or more intangible?
Either.
I don't know.
Yeah, and you might not also have one, too. Orgasm might be the best one in your life.
Yeah, but then it makes me sound like I'm a sex freak.
No,
or something
it doesn't.
If I say
no.
That. But I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to think.
It's hard to
top that.
To top an orgasm. Because that is a full body fucking
fulfillment. Head to toe.
I mean, but then again, you know.
Easy, Manny.
Maybe. What about you, Manny?
I don't know. I'm a thrill seeker. I'm an adrenaline junkie. I love that little.
Oh, yeah. I'm like the opposite.
Like the other day I was driving. I almost got hit by a car. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, whew. All right, cool. You're good. You're good.
Yeah. Huh.
No, but orgasm's definitely up there, though.
Definitely. No, yeah. I mean, they're always.
So you'll just be like, yeah, could I just have more orgasm?
No, I mean,
hey, but back massage, that's up there,
super
too. That's
orgasm.
Well, that's kind of what I was going to say, though, is like, I think to me, to simplify it, I don't know. I was going to say, what?
I was just trying to see whose phone that was.
Oh.
It's not mine.
It was this asshole, sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, you?
So
okay.
You can, oh, no.
Oh, okay. No, I was just going to say that I feel like, I don't know, to me, I don't, fuck. Like, the whole experience of intimacy, not sucking 2 dicks, Manny.
That's not on your list.
No, not one dick either.
Okay.
Like, the whole.
Maybe three.
Three.
Like, the whole experience of intimacy, though, I don't know, like, it all has its parts, you know, mm-hmm. the
pros and cons,
the physical intimacy, the cuddling, all of that stuff. I think mm-hmm. I don't know, it's hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, go ahead.
So it's the little things or what?
No, just that I, you know, it would be hard for me to necessarily say that the orgasm is the pinnacle of that. I don't know, like, that whole experience to me is all very
sometimes just an intimate moment.
Yeah,
you like the cariños, you like the little shit.
Mm-hmm. No, sure. It is. It's all about the little things.
So you like the build-up maybe to the orgasm?
No, like I almost like lump it all together as one.
It's like me when I watch porn. I like the moment before the porno starts. Honestly, I like
you watch it for the fucking.
So you like
acting?
The build-up? You like the story?
I like the story.
The cheesy ass story.
I'm jacking off to how good the script is, not how good the orgasm will be.
You know what? On my list too is you guys. You guys judged masturbation wrong last week.
We did? What did we say?
Well, you guys were like, it's a 6, it's a 7. Did you listen to it? Or
no,
it was
no,
the week
film,
before?
Film me in,
a
film
weeks,
in.
I think.
Film me
oh,
in about
oh,
what
oh,
I did.
That was Nora's episode.
Yeah, Nora's,
yeah, it was Nora's
so
episode.
So they were asking, like, you know, like, how much do you like masturbation on a scale from 1 to 10? And everybody was like 6 or 7.
I think I said 8 or 9. Mm-hmm.
You might have, I think you were 7 or 8.
I don't think I was a
but,
7.
But I think in your head you were like a 9 because I think what you were basically saying, I don't know, maybe
it's kind
it wasn't
of,
you.
Honestly,
what you're feeding off of.
What
you
asked me right
there,
now was probably the number 10.
Maybe.
Because.
But, you know, everybody's like, well, it's not the real thing. You know, it's not a substitution for the real thing. And it's not.
But no one knows yourself like yourself.
Exactly. The whole time I'm listening, I'm like, who can do it like you can?
True.
I could do it, put your back into it.
True, but there's those things, though, when you try shit out, though, especially like, it's
well,
like
yeah,
drugs,
I mean,
you know, you get that first high. It's like if you have your first bukkake and you never know if that shit's going to turn you on. You just don't know. Until
well, how
you,
was it when you had
your first
bukkake? When I had my first bukkake, I was 6 years old.
Go on, brother.
There I was in the airport.
of where.
No, but you just don't know, man. Like, that's why if you're gonna be sexual, or if you're gonna have sex, fucking get freaky with it. There's no excuse that you wouldn't. You're already in an awkward situation with this partner.
No. You might as well get sweaty with somebody.
Well,
yeah,
you, I mean, you know,
I agree.
Just have fucking sex. Fucking sex.
I agree, but I will tell you that I would give masturbation at least 9 stars or 9 meows.
9 meows.
There you
at
go.
Least probably 9.5.
9.5.
No. But yeah, I mean. I've had periods in my life where it's only been masturbation and not a partner, and that kind of sucks. But you definitely want the real thing in there too. But it's
now,
good to know yourself.
Does it, when you say masturbation though, when you give it a 9.5, are you just using yourself or are you using toys that add to it? And without the toys, does that decrease that 9? Does it knock it down a little bit?
No, I use toys, but taking away toys doesn't decrease.
It doesn't do anything. It just
okay. Toys just makes it faster, or it's just as good with or without.
Okay.
For a girl, I don't know about for you guys.
What about you, Travis? When you use toys, what happens?
The dark mall.
What? I don't.
What
get
about
the
for you when you use
reference.
Toys?
Oh, when I use toys,
I still don't get the Darth Maul.
I got over the bleeding quickly.
Using them wrong if you're bleeding.
I used the at first I got it and I put it in my peepee hole, but I figured it wasn't gonna.
He hasn't figured out.
You
that
know
he
what?
Doesn't
why do you?
Wand.
Why do you ever
went and shoved it up my ass?
Why do you ever expect anybody to answer your question seriously if you won't answer anybody else's
exactly.
questions?
No, I don't. I don't. Okay, I don't use sex toys.
You should.
Not on myself, at least.
You should. There's no shame in a man
you know
using
what?
A
if
sex toy.
The one sex toy that I could probably use that I'm not ashamed to admit is probably like anal beads or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ashamed to admit it. I'd probably use them because that shit, it's like, it's your pace. You don't just, yank them out. You shove them up there, nice, what? And then you take them out, nice.
Anything you insert in your ass, you're going to do at your own pace.
Well, yeah, but a dildo, though, it's stuck in there. It's in.
No,
it doesn't go, it doesn't automatically change. It doesn't go from this to this.
That's not necessarily true. Some of them are a little more
the ones I would buy, if I was going to buy it, I wouldn't buy this dildo. I would buy this dildo. This would be my dildo. Not the size. I mean,
he's gesticulating the mic cable as opposed to the mic itself or the mic.
I don't want this going in my ass and then this being the last guy to. No, I don't think so. Okay. But the anal bead, though, is cool because you get this and then relax this and then relax. You know what I mean?
I'm glad you gave it some thought.
Hell yeah. Because if I was going to go down that road, that would be my choice.
When's your birthday?
I don't know.
I think you should try it.
I think I will.
Because.
Not on myself. I want to have someone else do it, though. Because I don't want to think about
that's
the timing.
That's what this
and
podcast is about.
I want it to be unexpected.
Not a good idea.
Plus, I would hope that it feels good. So if it doesn't, I'm going
to
be like...
That's what I'm trying to tell you. In my experience, men are very sensitive down there in a good way.
Yeah, we are.
I think you'd probably enjoy it.
Probably would. I already stick my hand in between
in
my butt
cheeks
long
I've
enough.
I
might as well just fist myself.
I just looked at you and I thought... He looks like he probably sticks his hand between his butt cheeks.
Oh, all the time.
Like when he's sitting on the couch or something.
All right,
reverse
Manny,
Manny,
we got till September to get him some anal beads.
All right. Wait, am I pitching in on this?
Dude, that's crazy. What did you look up?
Public records, man.
God damn
hey,
it.
Do I have another ticket coming up?
I don't know. Do you?
I don't know. Tell me.
I know, right? Hey, tell us that story, Manny. Give us the 5 minute story.
All right, the 5 minute story.
It's like a 1 minute story anyway.
Yeah, it is. I'll give you the 30 second. No, we were at work one day, and for some reason, Travis was looking up something, and he was on public records, and he decided to look me up, and found I had a court date coming up.
Well, you jokingly said, "Hey, look me up," because you knew you had had something previously, and. I looked him up and looked at the most recent one, and I'm like, oh, you have court next week? And he's like, oh, shit, I do.
So thank you, Travis. You saved me out of a warrant.
You can take azcourts.gov.
A warrant? It was that bad?
It would have been a failure to appear.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought, like, you know, like a felony warrant or something. It's just a stupid court.
Yeah, some felony fights and stuff.
They'll still put
your
ass in jail for that.
I've dealt with it
before. Stupid court.
They tried to say I had a warrant. I'm like, what are you tripping on? Like, look it up. And they're like, oh, yeah, it's been updated. I'm like, God damn, you guys are fucking slow.
Dial up.
I was like, I just paid this 20 minutes ago. Here's my fucking slip.
Just like that.
Because I was like, man, you know, I'm in the right. If he's going to arrest me for something, he's going to arrest me for assault because I'm going to whoop his ass. Because I was like, I just paid this fucking thing. Here's the ticket. I was like,
why'd you wait so long to pay it?
No, I didn't. I went the day of. And I guess somehow on the computer, I don't know, it didn't update or some shit, and I failed to make the appearance. I don't know. Whatever. Point is, I got pulled over. And they tried to arrest me. And I was like, dude, here's the fucking slip. And the cop was getting all, you put your hands into the wings. All right, fool, I'm not going to shoot you. No, I don't have a rocket launcher. You know they ask you that shit?
Yeah.
Do you have any guns, knives, or rocket launchers? What the fuck? Yeah, it's in my ass. Let me get it. With fuck. The anal bee that I stuck up there. They
you already had
shit.
Your hand between your butt cheeks.
Yeah,
right?
I was like, oh, fuck. What? Yeah, you're right, dude. Okay, bazooka.
Parking violation?
Skynet over there.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
No, that's not the one. It was previous.
It was the first other one? Okay.
Yeah, the other one.
So I have a question, and I know that Travis is going to be the one that knows the answer to this. This is the question that I wouldn't tell you.
Okay.
We discussed this at work already, and we have theories, but we don't know the answer.
You have to shit or what?
No, I got to pee. I'm waiting for after
well, we can take
we
a break
take a
if
break.
You'd like to pee.
I can ask my question after
go
the
pee,
break.
Go pee, Manny. We'll take a break.
Pee, Manny.
I'll go after
pee,
you.
Pee, Manny. So, Jamie, you had a question.
I do have a question, but I remembered you offended me.
I did.
Yeah, like
I don't doubt it.
A long time ago, because you don't like boobs over 30 years old.
Mm. No, yeah. I said that?
Yeah. And
yeah, like the very first one or
my
something.
My boobs are well over 30 years old.
Knee slapper, you know,
and,
you gotta.
And they're pretty
no, good. No. Boobs, I don't mean age. I mean the ones that go.
Nope. I listened to it and my boobs
sure?
qualified and I've got
I
could have
swore. I could have swore.
Look at my boobs and tell me you don't like them.
I did. When I walked in, I saw them.
Are they good?
They're fine. But
oh,
I think
they're fine?
They're good. They're okay. What I meant to say,
if
okay.
I offered to take my shirt off right now, would you want me to?
Yes.
Okay.
I would.
Do you owe me an apology?
It wasn't, no, because see, there's a misunderstanding.
I was waiting for him to ask.
No, wait, because I know what kind of boobs I like. I think what I meant
what
to say.
What kind of boobs do you like?
I like nice boobs. I like juicy tits.
Everybody likes but, nice boobs.
No, hold on.
Juicy, though.
As in, I don't like them to be, I don't like the perky ones. I don't like the ones that sit and like they're anti-gravity. Fuck that. I don't care if
fake
they're natural. No, they're natural ones like that. They're just perfect. I guess you call them perfect tits. But I don't want those. I like the ones that are like they're just juicy. Like, they're just
squishy, firm.
They're there.
What does juicy mean?
They're hanging, obviously. Gravity is doing its job. And then they're like, they're soft. And they like, kind of like, they're like memory foam. You know, memory foam tits.
I think you like my boobs.
Probably. What I was saying with the 30 years old is after a while, they start to go, and then they start.
Instead of
doing this, they go boom, and they just go down.
I may be wrong too, but didn't part of his comment involve, you know, after they had a fucking couple kids and they look all
yeah, that's part of it. They have a couple kids and they start drooping more. They start and then they don't get as full anymore. They don't get as juicy. They get like sucked. The soul gets sucked out of the tits. Yeah, the kids, man, they'll suck. Everything. I would imagine. I don't have kids.
Manny, any input?
I'm more of an ass guy.
Yeah, Manny's more of an ass guy.
I love me a fat ass. But don't get me wrong, I love a nice pair of tits.
Apparently you don't like minivans either.
No, I like minivans. I love shagging wagons.
What do you mean? Okay, now I'm confused.
No, there was... that's what I was trying to figure out. One of the first episodes, you were talking shit. You, I thought, made a comment about fucking soccer moms in their minivans or something, and it ended up getting edited out. I don't know who cut the episode.
Soccer moms.
Because
I think I made a comment about you being a soccer mom because you were complaining. Oh, yeah, you were complaining about the movie the movie that harkens, whatever. And then I was like, I didn't know you owned a soccer mom van.
Yeah, but you made some shitty comment about people driving minivans or something. I don't know. I just remembered, because in the back of my head, I remember thinking, yeah, Jimmy's going to be pissed about that one. And it ended up getting edited out. I don't know.
I don't remember that, but I know for a fact
I
made the comment about you driving a minivan because you were complaining about movies.
Yeah, okay.
And then you're like, complaining.
But anyway, I still love you.
Well, aww. Thank you. I don't remember the minivan one, though, so I'm gonna have to have that redacted from all of this. But
do you have anything on your list? Because I have more stuff on my list.
Oh, go for it. My list is up here. I just answer.
Wait, so you're not taking off your shirt?
Are you asking me to?
I mean, is that what you offered? So,
is I that, did not offer. That was
you
a
said if I did, would
question.
You be down? I'm like, yeah, I thought maybe the next thing. I thought eventually.
See, that's why I said I was waiting for him to ask.
I'll think about it.
Okay. I think Manny would like to see them.
It depends on your answers to the following questions.
Manny didn't take off his shirt for you.
Manny took his shirt off. she'll take hers off if you take yours off.
I didn't say that.
She's down for yours if you're down for hers.
Show her your titty and she'll show you hers.
I don't have my bra on.
It's easier access.
I might offend somebody. Myself. Nah, just kidding.
So I'm not very religious.
Me either.
No? But I think you believe in God, don't you?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Didn't you grow up Catholic?
Well,
parents,
grew up
basically.
I grew up Mexican, yeah.
Okay, checking.
Well, like, it was crazy because my parents, they're religious, but they're not evangelists. They weren't like, you have to go to church or God's going to kill you. It was never that. It was more like, just come, please. So...
If you do fuck up and shit happens, God has
no,
your
it
back.
Was more of a like, can you just please come so that you can check it out? And we're like, all right, mom, just because I love you, or dad. Uh-huh. It was never a, if you don't fucking come, God's going to fucking do this, and you're not going to get pizza. We're like, fuck. And we always wanted, we always went to go get food and shit, too, so that was like our incentive, was to get food and donuts.
My parents weren't very religious either growing up, but when I was a young adult, they did become religious Baptist, and so I spent a period of my life in the church, but that didn't last a long time. Anyway, the point I was going to is, you look at the Bible, if you learn very much about it, I think it's pretty stupid myself, but I thought one day, I was like, if I could write my own holy book, that'd be kind of cool. Whether I wanted to like trick people into believing what I had to say, or just do a better job, but I actually sat down one day and was thinking, what would I write? If I was going to write down everything I knew to be true, this is my own version of the Bible. And it was really small.
Yeah, I was going to say mine would be like 2 pages.
I thought mine wasn't even 2 pages, but it was only a few things. So in your life, what are a couple of things that you've learned to be true? Like, you know to be true. Because a couple of mine are like, I know that you need to be true to yourself, to thine own self be true. I know that you need to do unto others as you'd have done unto you.
I feel
there's
you
not
that.
Very many things. There's not
I
very
think
many
my,
things.
My biggest rule, it'd probably just be this, is just, and this is every aspect of everything you do in your life, is don't be a piece of shit. That would
don't
be
a cunt.
Don't be a cunt. Don't be a dick. You can be an asshole.
Is that the first time somebody's broken out the C word on the podcast?
Yeah,
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Ding, 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 ding.
I told you. I'm worse than
word of the day.
No, yeah,
she,
but
cunt. She was worried that she might swear too much. She was wondering what the limits were.
No.
Ah, we want more swearing. Fuck
sorry.
Ass.
Cunt.
Dick, cot.
Can cunt. Confirm.